Being a young adult when you're just coming into your own, it's full of excitement and worry.
Coffee drips alone. Dinner booked for one. I've never even been on a date. I find it hard to open up.
British singer-songwriter and young adult Kat Burns has captured so much of what that time is like with her debut album, Early 20s. Relationships, uncertainty about the future, and the challenge of getting to know yourself, how your brain works, it's all there, and it goes deep. One of the best conversations I had in 2024, when my voice was a little bit better, was with Kat Burns, when I asked her to go deep on one of her songs. This is what happens.
It takes a lot for me to leave my house. These days it seems that I would rather be alone than socialize. Oh my, I haven't left my room in like 6 months.
It's about anxiety, which a lot of people suffer from, including myself. How did you come to write this song?
I was actually in LA when I wrote it. With a lot of songs, I really like juxtaposition. I like kind of having maybe sad lyrics over quite happy chords.
So I get it in my head.
I think in that moment, I was struggling with being in a different country because I'm such a homebody and I was feeling super anxious. So then the song kind of just wrote itself. There are definitely loads of periods of time in my life where I can kind of become a little bit of a ghost, where I just stay inside and just feel too scared to leave my house. So I kind of wanted to make a song about that, but do it in a fun and lighthearted way, because if you don't laugh, you'll cry.
You have to laugh to keep from crying. Sometimes you gotta laugh to keep from crying.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing about it, like that juxtaposition of this very upbeat, catchy tune, is it also that you want people to be able to listen to it without feeling down, like to bring more people into it?
I always encourage people to feel their feelings because I think it's always important to do that. But I also want to encourage people to know that things are only as deep as we make it. The song feels lighthearted because I'm trying to kind of be like, yeah, I feel all these things and I feel anxious a lot / most of the time, but it doesn't have to be any deeper than that. There's only power in what we give things power to.
Let's move on and hear this upbeat chorus about anxiety.
This is what happens when you're anxious.
Does music help with your anxiety?
Absolutely. It's definitely a course of therapy for me.
Do you get anxious about performing?
I get slightly nervous right before I'm to go on stage. When I'm on stage, I'm fine. I get more anxious about the socializing after. Yeah, I'm thinking about, oh gosh, who's going to be in my dressing room when I get back? Who am I going to have to say awkward hellos to? Who am I going to have to like smile at that I don't know? I'm overthinking all the interactions after the performance, but when I'm on stage, I'm good.
And I could definitely relate to this last verse as well. It gets really personal.
My intrusive thoughts consume my mind. I know my brain can be unkind, but this is what
I know my brain can be unkind. Like, that's such a powerful lyric. And I think a lot of people can relate to your thoughts can be so mean, like not helpful at times, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I definitely struggled with that a lot growing up and like up until recently, to be honest. Sometimes I feel detached from myself, like a bird's eye view of myself, and that my thoughts are like a separate entity inside of me being really mean. And you're like kind of butting heads with it. For the longest time, I just found my brain and my thoughts just being super unkind to me. And I get intrusive thoughts all the time. That's kind of why that lyric came to be.
You've learned a lot about yourself in April of last year when you were 23. You tweeted, I've just been diagnosed with ASD, autism spectrum disorder, and my whole life just makes sense. What was it like to get that clarity?
It meant everything. Being neurodivergent and only finding out later on, not as a child, you can very much invalidate your experience. And I think with something as specific as autism, until I got the diagnosis, I would just invalidate myself and was at a constant battle with myself. And then getting the actual diagnosis allowed me to just breathe and go, oh, okay, this makes so much sense. My brain is just wired differently. And now I can put things in place to help myself and I can give myself grace.
When you say something's wrong, I just want to make it better. I've realized that you just wanted me to listen. But listen when I see you cry. I can't stand what I'm feeling.
You have a song on the album, it's called People Pleaser.
Guess I'm what they call a people pleaser.
You're a recovering people pleaser, so what does that mean?
A recovering people pleaser is someone who can now put boundaries in place, learning how to stay firm in my nose. I understand being a people pleaser. I'm now like, no, that's not a behavior that I want to carry on.
It feels like you've learned a lot for your early 20s. How do you expect your mid-20s to treat you?
Through sort of therapy and reading and just doing the work on myself, I feel much more centered and I'm excited to see musically what I have to say about those experiences that I'll have in my life. And I feel safe within myself to know that I can get through everything.
That's Kat Burns. Her debut album, Early 20s, is out now. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Guess what they call the people, people.